This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours.
Weed Week.
All right, pretty much everyone has had a bad interaction with an animal. Everything from dogs to cougars to bears to snakes. Well, a man in Arizona, he was recently targeted by a Cotamundi. Now, if you're like me, you're asking yourself, what in the hell is a Cotamundi? Well, in layman's terms, it's a dog-sized relative of the raccoon, and they can mess you up. As our friend in Arizona discovered, after the thing scratched him, bit him, and for good measure, tore a windshield wiper off of his car. Now, that's his story. Then a woman in Utah, she had an animal interaction that left her with a punctured throat and her jaw broken in 16 places. Any guess what the animal is that will puncture your throat and break your jaw in 16 places? Wrong. It was a dog. Her friend's dog. Now, I'm not sure how it broke her jaw in 16 places, but it did, so I'm just assuming it was a boxer. And then there's the surfer in Southern California who was attacked on his surfboard. An animal lunged at him, bit him, dragged him off of his board. And if you think it was a shark, well, keep thinking. It was a sea lion. One of those sea lions that's all whacked out on the toxic algae. Now, today, we're talking animal attacks and interactions, but we don't want you to just tell us the animal. We want to guess. So you need to tell us, like, what you were doing, where you were, maybe what time of day it was, and then we'll put our brains together to see if we can guess what the critter was. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is tell us where you were, what you were doing, and we will try to guess the animal that you encountered.
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com. Hey, but tell us where we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,303. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we are joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. We will sit and spin. And keeping with this week's theme, you see, we have 10 songs to chill out to.
Chill out, man.
I believe that means they all have a common theme, you see.
Hopefully we can figure out what that is.
Based on the same common theme we had when we drew a random name out of a hat earlier before the show. And basically determined what member of the men's room would have to enjoy today. Up to you to figure out which member of the men's room was the one whose name was drawn earlier before the show. Hopefully there'll be a clue in there somewhere. My name was drawn yesterday.
That is correct.
But as far as the voting, as if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, I was the one that got the least amount of votes.
And I got the most.
Correct. And you were not, in fact.
No, your name was pulled out of the hat, man.
That's right. So I got to enjoy yesterday's show. Somebody.
But like Ted said.
I mean, we put the names all back
in. If his name was chosen.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And so no one could.
Yeah. Vote now if you figure it out. What?
It says him.
Yeah. I think you know where his day's going, don't you? So Sit and Spin coming up. We got 10 songs to chill out to. That is on the way at 4:30. And today we're doing one of those questions. We've done this one time before. All right. We're going to try it again. It's a little bit of a twist on what we normally do because inevitably, especially on a week like we're having, we like to have a little fun in here as well.
Sure.
All right. So instead of you calling up and going, dude, there's this huge raccoon, man. It was underneath my porch. We don't want to know what the animal is. You see, we want to know that you discovered a red set of eyes looking at you when you flashed that flashlight under there.
What is the animal that has the red eyes, right? Normally when you shine a flashlight, it's green
rats.
Eyes. Do they come back red?
Rats definitely have
okay.
red eyes.
Okay, all right.
At least the ones in Baltimore did.
But they did even without a flashlight.
And white. It just depends. Depends on how they're feeling.
How they're feeling.
Well, if you've ever been camping and you've taken a light and put it out in the woods and you see eyes.
But it's all green.
No, mostly red or white, isn't
really?
It?
Really? No, I always see green.
Huh.
Now I don't know. I don't think to me, if I'm in the woods and I see eyes, it's just like, OS. I'm not worried about. I don't think I'm focused on the color of the eyes.
Well, it's not so much. I'm just thinking back. They seem like they were mostly green, but for me, it's like, what height is this animal?
Sure.
Right, if they're low to the ground, I'm like, cool. They're eye level, I'm like, is it in a tree or is it eye level? That's a much different scenario for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll give you guys a test run, all right? So you at home can figure out how this works, and you guys right now will play along, all right?
All right.
I'll give you a story, and you see if you can figure out what the animal was involved.
This is from the news.
Yes.
Okay.
These are real stories.
Real stories.
As a man is expected to make a full recovery, an animal attacked a Pennsylvania man as he was walking along a trail in a wooded area in January.
Bear.
Authorities have now confirmed the animal had rabies.
Oh.
Squirrel.
Andrew Neer was walking from his home.
Will you stop if we get it?
I'm going to give you the whole story, and then you can evaluate.
Ted wants to know if he got it.
If you want to
that's
change,
what that is.
If you want to change your answer, or you want to change
I might
your
change
answer,
my answer. All
you'll
right.
be able
because
to.
You said rabies.
Okay?
Right.
So the animal had rabies, and it was confirmed. Now, Andrew Neer, he was walking from his house to a store in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
When the animal approached, and though he tried to avoid it, it jumped at him and started biting and scratching him.
Oh, hey, dude.
Now, the state's game commission
raccoon
calls these abnormal behaviors for the species. A neighbor who saw what was happening ran over, helped get the animal off the dude, and shot him.
Damn. All right.
Now, the remains
were
then tested. Now, Neer, who has received medical treatment, he's expected to make a full recovery, says he actually feels bad for the animal and did not want that to happen.
It had rabies.
He says they really don't bother you that much, usually. He says they're hungry. I mean, they're starving out here because the weather is so weird lately in Pennsylvania. Hot, cold, warm, cold. I guess it could have been a lot worse, but otherwise, no big deal. Okay.
Black bear.
You're saying a black
final
bear.
Final answer.
Black bear, final answer. Ted.
Can't decide if I want to switch off squirrel to raccoon.
Well, he said he felt bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so to me,
yes.
That means more like bear or cougar than, say, raccoon or squirrel.
I'm sticking with squirrel.
All right.
Okay. The man in Pennsylvania was attacked by rabid black bear.
Yes!
Oh. Steve is real.
You win that one.
I'm glad you were attacked by a black bear.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why he felt bad, Ted. Who feels bad for a squirrel? Man, we hit him a card. It's not even like you pulled over to check on him.
I'll give you another example.
Like, I wouldn't feel bad for the bear.
Well, not if it had rabies.
Well, like, he felt bad.
Okay, well, good for him.
Here we go. Myrtle has been reunited with her family in Kokomo, Mississippi, weeks after she disappeared during a tornado outbreak. Tiffany Emanuel, who is Myrtle's owner, expressed relief and commitment to nursing Myrtle back to health. He's been through a lot, she said. The family fled when a tornado hit on March 15th. Now, they returned to find that two big pine trees had fallen on a backyard pen where Myrtle was being housed.
Myrtle.
Now, he was nowhere to be seen. And I don't know why they say he was nowhere to be seen with a name like Myrtle. It should be she. Either way, Myrtle, the dude.
Mm-hmm.
Myrtle was found weeks later by a neighbor who took the animal to a central Mississippi animal rescue to be treated for injuries that Myrtle had sustained. Now, on April 6th, Crispy.
That animal didn't make it.
A chicken.
Christy Milbourne, founder and co-director of the rescue, received a call from the neighbor about Myrtle's discovery. Lady who found them called me, and she said she actually had run into the owners. She said, I think they're going to be calling you. So I was excited. And then the owners did call and say, yeah, Myrtle's mine. After the reunion, the rescue posted, he's got some injuries. He's got to overcome those. But he's at least back in the arms of his family. They missed him so much and are so relieved and grateful to have him back. Again, this is in Mississippi, Kokomo. So if you thought the Beach Boys were lying, they were talking about the tropical paradise that is Kokomo, Mississippi.
My wife would be so happy if I told her that. Baby, we're going to Mississippi. Divorce, what? My first thought was a goat. Then I'm thinking something stupid like emu or camel, because the name's Myrtle, but you said back in their arms.
So back in their arms, yes.
A monkey.
A monkey.
I'm going a monkey.
Okay. I know, Mike, you know the answer on this one.
Yep.
I feel like I might know the answer, but I want to say tortoise.
You are correct, Ted Smith.
Yeah. What?
Myrtle was a tortoise.
How did you guess that?
Because I scanned over that headline sometime this week, and it was just like, tortoise reunited with its family.
All right.
I thought about making a joke out of it.
So now you know how this is working, right? Our question. You tell us where you were. You tell us what you were doing. We're going to try to guess the animal that you encountered. 206-803-ROCK.
Text. And they make a good point. Myrtle the turtle.
Oh.
All right. I wasn't tracking. Hello, Denise. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey. Driving home to weed, and I'll let you read into that however you want. But anyways, one morning I heard a noise outside. I was getting ready for work. And so I walked into our backyard, and suddenly something was on my head, biting and clawing, bad enough to send me to the hospital.
Wow. Where do you live?
So, in Bothell.
In Bothell.
Bats. Now, let me think here.
I'm going to
now, was there anything? Did they ever catch the animal?
Yeah.
Did the animal continue this behavior in your backyard? In other words, was this a one-shot deal?
It was a one-shot deal.
What kind of head? Where were you hurt? Head, body?
Head. He kept aiming for my eyes, but...
Wow.
Sounds like not a bat. It's a crow.
To the side of my eyes, but that was it.
So we
it's
heard
a
the
bird,
story.
Yeah.
It's a, I'm telling you, is it a crow?
Where was the hawk that was doing this to like 50 people? So this is why I'm thinking it's not a hawk.
But Bothell crow, right?
Correct.
Not really, yeah.
They all go home.
Okay.
We have families of crows that live in our yard, yes, but it is crow.
It was a crow.
Yep.
All right. That's
no,
good.
It was not.
It was not a crow.
Oh, it was not a crow.
Never mind.
Damn.
Was it?
Does it have four legs?
Yes.
It was a squirrel.
Nope.
Raccoon.
Nope.
Coyote.
Nope. Right ahead. Yeah, that'd be pretty weird to land on my head.
Or you're very tiny.
More like a fox.
No, not a fox.
You guess squirrel, right?
Those, yeah.
So we guess
what
squirrel.
Else would be in a tree?
A chipmunk.
A possum?
Nope. You ready?
Yeah.
It was my cat.
Oh, man.
My cat is an indoor cat, and I didn't even know he snuck out when my daughter left for school. And like I said, I heard a weird noise. So I go out there. He had climbed a tree. And this is a 22-pound cat. He's a big-ass cat.
Damn.
Yeah, he's huge. He actually just died. He was 15. But he was one when this happened. And I was
Payback.
I wanted to kill him that day, but my daughter talked me into letting him live.
Was he a Maine Coon?
Damn.
Was he a Maine Coon?
No, we're not quite sure exactly what he was.
Was he just fat or was he big? Because like a Maine Coon is big.
He was a little bit overweight, but his ideal weight is about 18 pounds.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, was he upset with you because you left him out and did not let him back in?
No, even though he becomes feral when he's outside.
Wait, what?
When he's in the house, he is the sweetest boy in the world. When he is outside, he becomes feral, and he will attack you.
So he's a barn cat.
All right.
He's a dumbass cat.
All right.
Okay,
fair enough. Well, he's dead. I don't think we need to talk about it that way.
Yeah, don't speak ill of the dead, Denise.
He really was a great cat. He thought he was a dog, but that day was weird, I will admit.
How many? Okay, so when you went to the hospital, what was the extent again of your injuries?
They said I should have had about 14 stitches, but they can't stitch cat wounds.
Why is that? Because the infection? All right.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Just dab your head with alcohol?
Do you have like five parts in your head now? Or what?
Oh, my God. They gooped my head with all this antibiotic ointment. So my hair is sticking straight out. I look like a scarecrow. You know, I'm blonde, so my hair is sticking straight out. And
you look like you're on meth.
It was quite entertaining. It was entertaining, just say the least.
Okay. Yeah. At some point, you ask yourself, why do we have cats as pets? Right, if they scratch it, something, they have a bad attitude, they kill things and bring them to you.
Yeah. Well, that blonde hair sticking out like that, should have bought a pack of like 100 Marlboro Reds.
He's like walking down the street with flip-flops on.
Or just head to Florida.
Drinking a cold Bush Light.
All right, you tell us where you were and what you were doing. We'll try to guess the animal you encountered. 206-803-RUN.
That'd be rough. A 22-pound cat falls out of a tree on you and scratches your eyes.
Well, deliberately jumped on your head.
Yeah.
And went for the eyes. You own this thing. Like, how was that a pet? And I have one.
Just I kind of like that, though. He gets outside. He's like, all bets are off.
Lost my mind.
I'm wild again.
I took my shirt off. You know what I'm saying?
Would that be like me going out to the suburbs? Or like if I go to Stanwood and just all of a sudden I'm just shooting guns in the air. Like, I don't know. I'm outside the city. No rules. Do whatever I want. I'm going to shoot that squirrel.
Hello, Pedro. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
let me sidebar that eye thing. I own one dog that has a blue eye and a regular eye. When you look at him or her, Betty, in the flashlight in the dark, it looks like a little boat running at you with a red and a green eye. So that does happen.
Okay.
Looks like a boat.
So that's, yeah, it looks like a little boat running at you. She's a little boxer looking, golden looking, one of my three little sweethearts. Meanwhile, offshore, years ago, back in the day in the Gulf of Mexico, myself, I was fishing on a boat called the Southern Lady, previously called the Kangaroo, had previously also been caught smuggling, but now its name was the Southern Lady. Meanwhile, my little brother Kevin, and I just recently learned about the Kevin and the Karen situations itself, and yes, unfortunately, 10 years younger than myself, he is kind of one of those. We were long lining for our target species at that time was either both tuna and swordfish at the time. So we also were hooking up all sorts of different items itself. Now, when you sling out 800 hooks of a long line gear off of a swordfish, tuna type long line boat, simpler to the perfect storm kind of boat, but smaller, fiberglass. And this is in the Gulf of Mexico. So we all wore short shirts and all of those. I am the leader. In other words, the guy who will haul each fish in. So I'm the leader cart master as well as the hook wrangler or the guy who lands that fish. To do so, I will, with a 40-fathom leader, that's a 6 foot per fathom, the hook on one end and a snap on the other end, I will haul that in hand over hand with a monofilament hanging onto or dropping onto the deck.
Of course you do.
Now, my little brother decided to help me out. As that fish would run, I would let him go through my gloved hands and then haul him back up and then let him run and then haul him back up. He decided, my little brother, to help me out by grabbing the leader from behind me. Now, that leader of 400-pound test monofilament was popping from the deck as he was grabbing his. So suddenly I
sperm
had
whale.
A loop of that monofilament land across the top of my neck and start tightening down. Which, at that time, this large fish was heading the other way, offshore.
Halibut.
It was not quite a halibut.
Grouper.
But meanwhile, not quite a grouper. Faster than 50 miles an hour.
Barracuda. Sailfish.
Not quite then. But that knot now was coming around my neck, so I grabbed that knot off. Now it was suddenly stuck on my two fingers, on my right hand. And so I suddenly was going, knife, 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 bye. And I jumped overboard, being hauled over by this large just under 200 pound. Not quite
tarpon.
Marlin.
Tarpon.
Not quite. No, tarpons are inshore, my dear. Meanwhile, we're almost getting close. I mean, I kind of gave some of the hints.
We give up.
What was it?
We don't know. Manta ray.
Okay. A manta ray would have been even cooler, but a large blue or a big eye tuna. So I hit the water about 60 feet out.
Well, but that's where you were hunting, right?
Glasses. The boat was still connected to the fish.
But wait a minute, you were going out looking for tuna. So the only reason we didn't guess the tuna is because you said specifically, tuna. Like, you're hunting tuna, man.
He's trying to throw you off the trail.
Don't say I went to the dog kennel. I was about, was it a dog?
Yeah.
That we listened to all that, and you already gave us the goddamn answer, man?
I knew that one was coming.
Tell us where you are. Tell us what you're doing. We'll try to guess the animal you encountered. 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A money!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Final question. Tell us where you were, what you were doing, and we're going to try to guess the animal you encountered. Here we go again.
All right. I'll give you guys one. All right.
A woman vacationing in the Turks and Caicos Islands lost both of her hands to an animal while trying to photograph it. The woman, identified only as a 55-year-old woman from Canada, attempted to engage with the animal to take pictures. She has returned to Canada following the incident. A conservationist says that the animal could have mistaken her phone for a meal. It only saw the phone and maybe saw the human and went, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to go take a bite.
And where was she again?
Turks and Caicos.
How about, it feels like a shark, but I'm going to go with eel.
Eel.
Okay.
Right, probably underwater. Say an octopus.
Actually, it was in fact a shark.
Oh, it was a shark.
She was in shallow water, walked up to the shark, tried to take a picture, leaned over, put her phone in front of her with two hands on it. Mm-hmm. The shark came up, took the phone and both her hands off her body and left.
I'm going to need these.
What did she think was going to happen?
Not sure exactly, but she's
what
not...
shark movies did she grow up with? Like every shark movie they put out, like the shark is not awesome.
These
Jaws,
are not the,
Deep
these
Blue
These are
sea.
Not the questions. The like, questions when you are go,
like I've Meg. Seen people shark fishing on the beach before, they're, and they'll catch sharks.
Yes.
The tough part is getting the hook out of that shark's mouth.
Right.
Or just cutting the line. Yes.
Yeah, any of that, man. Right. They were doing it in Delaware when I was there last summer. Kids were fascinated. These guys probably caught 7 sharks at the time we were there. And like you said, getting them off the hook, they're like, kids, back up. And throw her back in the water.
Mm. I just can't imagine no, like, losing movies. Both of your hands.
I can't imagine trying to get a selfie with a shark.
That is no brushing your teeth. You know?
That's your first thought.
That's not the first thing I thought about.
First thought.
She can't really DJ anymore, if right. you know what I mean?
Nah, you can still work.
You can't do anything.
Chopsticks are out. How do you?
Want to get Asian tonight? I don't.
No.
How do you even drink anything?
You might be able to. You might be able to nub a piece of pizza.
No.
Maybe you, I don't know. Maybe you just push.
I don't think you could. I don't think you could successfully eat a slice of pizza.
I don't know much you could do.
Ribs out.
Yeah. Can't cut a steak.
Nope. I couldn't even visit my family in Texas. Everything they eat, like you need both hands.
Somebody's going to have to feed you boneless chicken wings.
Damn, that's really bad.
Yeah. Who's going to wipe you?
Yeah, what about wiping?
Right. Everything.
Just stop.
Everything.
But hey.
You got that picture. No, he took the phone. The shark took the phone,
right,
too.
So she doesn't even have the photo.
She doesn't have the phone. She doesn't have the photo. She doesn't have her hands. Tell us where you were and what you were doing. We'll try to guess the animal that you encountered. 206-803-ROCK.
I think that shark is showing that picture to his shark buddies. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
It's probably like I got indigestion.
Hola, mi cholo.
Hola.
She got nasty hands, man.
Hey, let me say it real quick. I appreciate you guys bringing this week back. I have missed it so much.
So please.
Week.
I love you guys, man.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, brother.
All right, so I was out in Gold Bar at my local grocery store doing some grocery shopping.
That is the store.
You're inside the grocery store.
All right, you're in Gold Bar, so.
Now, did you encounter the animal, or did the animal come after you?
It came after me.
Came after you.
All right, I'll guess service dog. Or whatever those things are. I mean, I know it's not a service dog. It's not a service dog. It's the same ones they stick on planes. They just buy the crap on Amazon and slap the crap on the back of the animal.
It was a dog, but it was definitely not a service dog.
Okay, what kind of dog was it?
I came out of the grocery store and I was walking to my car, and there was a pit bull and a boxer in the back of this guy's car. And the pit bull jumped out of the back window. The boxer followed, and they both attacked me.
Oh,
Jesus.
While you were putting the groceries in your car?
I was walking to my car. I didn't even get to my car.
So what did you do, and what happens next? Do people come to your aid? Do you fight them off? What?
So I ran around in circles for a little while, and I kept pushing them off with my hand. I've had pit bulls, so I know how they are. I basically ended up, every time the pit bull would jump at me, I would slap it in the head and knock it down. Then the boxer would come up. I'd slap it in the head, knock it down. I went to run back inside the store. And as I did that, the people that worked at the store closed the sliding doors and kept them closed so the dog couldn't get inside.
Wait, so no one came out to help you. They closed those doors on your ass.
Exactly.
Now and did the owner finally come out or around or figure out what was going on?
Eventually, the owner did come out. I had to punch the pit bull in the mouth, and it split my knuckle wide open. And the owner came out and accused me of antagonizing his dogs to make him jump out of the car and attack me.
Oh, God.
Because people always want to be attacked by a pit bull. That's a solid theory.
It just happened yesterday in Seattle. There was a lady with her pit bull who attacked another dog. And apparently that dog has been attacking dogs all the time. And when the dog was attacking the other dog, she's like, oh, just let him do his thing.
Do his thing?
Which is attack and try to kill another animal.
Jesus.
Yeah, Christ. So I don't think she was. I'm not sure if all the everything was connected mentally.
The sheriff didn't do anything. We went to the police station, and the sheriff told that guy, just take your dogs home and quarantine them in the yard for 24 hours, and it's all good.
Now, what are you saying as he's telling the guy that?
I'm losing my mind and telling him, these are very aggressive dogs. All I did was walk by. He jumped out your back window and started attacking me. I said, well, what if I was a kid? What if I had my daughter with me?
Right. What if you were an elderly person?
Yeah.
What if you weren't so tasty?
Yeah, I mean, let's get to it. And you didn't know how to handle a pit bull, you know, all those factors.
How long were you fighting the dogs?
It seemed like 5 minutes, but it was probably 2 minutes.
That's a pretty long time.
The weird thing, too, is out of all the dog species, as far as a boxer goes, it comes at you like a kangaroo. They really do box.
Yeah, they bounce.
They box you. I mean, they're up there doing a rope-a-dope thing.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know if he's lefty or righty. Tell us where you were and what you were doing, and we'll try to guess the animal you encountered. 206-803-RUN.
I'm getting that grocery store he's talking about.
Yeah.
The look on your face.
Yeah, it's already.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
It's already a little sketch.
Why is that? Expired food? What do you think?
Well, I mean, and not a lot's going on in Gold Bar.
Just saying, it's a Gold Bar.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what you wanted to say, Ted. Because it's a Gold Bar.
Like, you were going up Route 2, like, right before Index, if that helps.
So you're going on your way to Leavenworth.
You're past, you're Adam and Roe.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those little towns on the side of the road, and I know exactly.
Is it like a mining town? Why is it called Gold Bar? What do we know?
I maybe back in
the
day.
Set the standard.
That's it right there.
I'm pretty sure that's it, man.
I'll be damned. Okay, I think I've been, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've driven past
it. That's what I'm saying. I've been that way to go to Stevens Pass or whatever.
But have you stopped in Gold Bar?
I don't remember.
There's a lot of places I've driven by that I'll never go. Gary, Indiana. I just glanced at it. Nope.
There's a couple of those towns out there on 2, man.
Don't try to make them feel better.
That are a little...
You are Gold Bar Central.
Yeah, where do you want to hang out? Texture ask. Gold Bar or Yakima Walmart?
A question for you.
Well, you know what? Gold Bar, you know, minus the dogs.
You're taking Gold Bar over Yakima. As far as hanging out in the parking lot of a Walmart.
Walmart's dangerous, man.
I know, but still, you got to pick a... It's a game.
Well, you got attacked by a pit bull. What's your version of danger?
Right.
Law of averages says that grocery store and Gold Bar safer.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Score one for Gold Bar.
Tell us where you were, what you were doing. We'll try to guess the animal you encountered. 206-803-RUN.
I mean, that could also have been a meth head where he was.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it wasn't a meth head, but I'll need some help from Thrill. I'm living down in Louisiana. Yeah, as a geographical bachelor for work. And so I'm living in a camper because, like, I didn't want to pay somebody else's mortgage. So I just got a camper and, like, whatever.
Brother, in Louisiana, it's like you got $8.99 a month. And I mean $8.99. You can stay here.
Hey, look, brother, it's $400 a month living in a camper.
Damn.
And that's all utilities.
What part of Louisiana were you in?
I'm at Fort Polk.
All right. What was your job down there?
Helicopter pilot.
Okay.
To sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, so I found this, like, really chill place. It's, like, super close to Post. It's, like, 0.2 miles from Front Gate. And my landowner, I was talking to him, and I'm like, hey, man, you know, it'd be cool if you put in, like, a washer and dryer so I don't have to go to the coin laundry. And so he was doing that one night, and there was a bunch of, it's like a little hut, but he put the washer and dryer in there. He's a plumber, so he knows what he's doing. And there was a bunch of, like, cinder blocks next to the hut, and I'm like, I was talking to him and his buddy who works for him, David, and I'm like, I was like, dude, I don't even mess with those rocks. Like, he's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna take all those rocks and build like a fire pit. And I was like, all right, yeah. I was like, I'm just kind of scared because I don't want to touch that. And no sooner than I said that, I turned around and that was right behind me.
I'm gonna guess. Now, I had nutria written down. That's not it. So I'm going to say
all right, a gator. I'm going to go. No, well, that's not it. Yeah.
Thinking a gator. Would they make a nest?
It's a watery area.
All right, a water moccasin. Water moccasin.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a snake.
It's cottonmouth.
You got it, my
there we go. Yeah. Big old bull, fat, nasty.
Hey, it was a 6-foot cottonmouth.
Damn.
And I jumped out of my shorts. And Eric, my landowner, was like, get your gun. And I grabbed my gun, and I just took my 9mm and shot it right in the head. And apparently, if you, like, leave a dead snake, it sets off the pheromones so that no other snakes come around.
Oh, so that was it. That was a good thing.
All right.
Oh, I'd have dragged his ass around the whole property.
Yeah, especially
He nailed it. He nailed it to the tree.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So that's what you do. Huh. Interesting.
Dude, when I was in Arizona, really? I was at a gun shop, and they have, like, these little tiny guns. I forget the cartridge. It's a big bullet.
All right.
But it only shoots two, and I'm like, what in the hell is that for? And they're like, snakes.
Makes sense.
Just for rattlers. Probably.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us where you were, what you were doing. We'll try to guess the animal you encountered. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gents.
Hola.
So I was in Stanwood, and this is crucial to the end of the story, but I had just dropped off my best friend late at night, and it was probably one of the foggiest nights I've ever driven my vehicle in, and I know you're supposed to go a lot slower when there's fog, but I was still going 60 miles an hour because it was a highway, and all of a sudden, and right in front of me, I see this little white dot, you know, and then half a second later, this animal impacted my vehicle.
Ow.
Taryn's goat.
Oh, no. Owl's a good call.
I would have killed for any of those options.
Oh, okay. Hang on. You're in Stanwood.
Tiny white dot.
Was it in fact white?
You're in Stanwood. Someone's thinking.
Coyote.
Oh, man. Go bigger, bigger, bigger.
Elk.
Oh,
cougar.
You had an elk?
Same size, but close-ish. You're so close.
You hit a cow.
A deer.
No, you're close still.
So it's not an elk, it's not a deer, it's in Stanwood. It can't be a moose. There's no moose in Stanwood.
No.
No, not unless you're transplanting
Was it a farm,
people crazy.
Farm animal or a wild animal?
A farm animal, but can be wild if you tame it right.
A horse.
Yeah, there you go. You got it.
You hit a horse?
You hit a horse?
Jesus.
With your car?
So the reason the first part of the story is so important is this horse had escaped a broken fence piece and was just chilling in the middle of the highway.
Wow.
I had just dropped off my best friend, thank goodness, because this thing, I was going 60, like I told you. I should have been adjusting accordingly for, you know, weather conditions.
Are you on 5? Or are you like in those backwoods in Stanwood?
Backwoods, 300 on the other side of the freeway.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of horses out there.
Now, yeah, okay. He knows. Did this thing come into your windshield?
So not only did it come in through my windshield, this is why I said that.
Did the animal go through your windshield?
Not only did this thing come through my windshield, dude, it sardine canned the entire roof of my Ford Focus off completely.
Well, it's a Ford Focus, man. What did you expect?
Well, I didn't expect to run into a horse.
That's fair. That is the fairest statement.
Well, did the horse make it? Did the horse get up?
Bro, are you serious?
Well, you hit him with a...
No, it all went in slow motion like they show in the movies and stuff. Like, it was like, oh, this is a little white dot. oh, one's like half a second later, but everything's going in slow motion. It's like, oh no, that's a horse.
Man, when I
and then it ripped off the top of your car.
It ripped off the top of my car. Its head was facing towards the center of the line, so its head is the thing that I saw ripping through my windshield and sardine canning my.
Oh my god!
But Mr. N,
but Miles asked the mystery question: did the horse make it?
Yes.
Take two guesses, and the first one don't count. But yeah.
So the horse did not make it.
The horse did not make it. I was.
Did
told
you
it,
seriously
it
think was the, that horse? Okay, was the horse still alive when you got out of your car?
No, they were making no noise.
Did you miss the
you
story?
The horse was in his car.
They're big. We might have flipped over the top. It ripped the roof of his car off of his face.
I wish it would have flipped over the top.
How were
it,
you?
It came into my car and it ripped the passenger seat of my vehicle out of my car. That's why that part of the story is so important. I just dropped off my
car. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You think it would have been, he died when a horse face smashed him in the chest and killed him. I did not expect that.
Good times. Damn.
Tell us where you were, what you were doing. We'll try to guess the animal you encountered. 206-803-ROCK.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.